Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He is Chris Rose on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Chris.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning to you. Family as well?
Everybody's doing okay. We've got 6 days till our youngest starts high school. So he gets to go pick up books today and take school photos. And that might be it for him on campus this semester. So we'll see.
Does he take a picture in front of your house, first day, grade 10, 10th grade, with a little sign in front? Will you guys take a picture of him?
No.
You don't do that?
I mean, it's hard. Hard enough getting him out of bed, dude. I mean, you know, come on, man. His thing now is he's like growing out this mullet. He's like, I'm like, I don't know.
Dude.
He's trying to look like Kenny Powers.
Oh, Chris, you know? I'm going to send you a picture. I got to send you a picture of Tropical Storm because it's the same thing. What is it? It's all about the lettuce. He keeps saying the lettuce. Tropical Storm has not had a haircut since. That's what we call my son because they call me Hurricane because you didn't know that, Chris.
Yeah, but I kind of figured that one out.
Yeah, sorry about that. So he hasn't had a haircut since COVID started, since his last day of school. And literally his hair is all around his head except for over his eyes. I can't stand it, and all it takes is one girl to say, oh, your hair is cute, and he's like, I'm not getting my hair cut ever, Dad.
Right.
Never.
Exactly. So, well, to be young and dumb.
Oh, man.
And have hair.
What a life in North
Carolina. Well, right. Exactly. I could always shave the stuff on my back and staple it to my head. Thinking of doing that.
Jeff,
all right, what do we got, guys?
All right, let me throw this at you first. Now that we've gone through our family affairs, the Browns released this morning this plan for kind of bubble seating around the bowl at First Energy Stadium. If you're the commissioner, do you have to look at this and say, I've got teams that are saying no fans. I've got teams that are saying fans. I've got teams that are saying no fans the first week or second week or third week of the season. Should the commissioner step in and kind of set some kind of universal rule here, if he can?
Well, I believe that I thought several weeks ago he said we're going to listen to what the local municipalities are saying, right?
Yeah.
And that kind of opened the door for an unfair advantage for those that want to try and press on. And so I think my guess is it's too late to turn that. Well, it's not too late. I mean, geez, in the day of COVID, we could pull a right-hand turn 10 feet before the exit.
Wait, let me check. The Big Ten's still not playing football. Come back in 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, it's another discussion. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I read through the proposal. You know, it seems fairly well thought out. The thing is that the Chiefs, I don't know how much you paid attention to this, the Chiefs opened practice last week to a limited number of fans.
Yeah.
You had to wear a mask when you got in the stadium. But guess what? The minute people sat down, they started taking them off. Now, you can say whatever you want. You can believe whatever you want to believe. If the idea is everybody's got to be masked and stay masked, and that's the rule, whether you like it or not, and fans are already disobeying it, one practice into this thing, it's not going to bode well for the rest of the league. I mean, that's what the rest of the league is looking at. They're going, well, can we get our fans to adhere to the policies that we set forth. That's it. So that wasn't a good. That wasn't well done by Chiefs Nation.
And I think it's indicative of what you might see. And so it wouldn't stun me at all if, even though you know you're in these great big stadiums, if we don't have any fans. Another point, we've been hammering this one ever since the Browns' injuries have hit. There are still some real viable defensive players available out there. Jadeveon Clowney, Eric Reed, Logan Allen Ryan, as we call him, because Dan can't put Logan Ryan together, so we add the Logan Allen Ryan. If you're the Browns, why wouldn't you just write some checks and fill some holes?
Well, you know, maybe they're getting into that area. Let's remember, it's not like yesteryear where you could just call a guy, have him on a plane, and he's on the practice field tomorrow. There are COVID protocols you got to get through. My guess is from the time you make contact with a guy and he's actually in uniform is several days. And I think they're trying to assess the injuries still to Greedy, which sound that one sounds most significant of all the guys that are coming back. You know, Terrence Mitchell, it sounds like he's going to have a chance to come back relatively soon. And plus, guys, I mean, we're 2.5 weeks from opening day here. So to get a guy that hasn't been in your system at all and expect him to be an immediate contributor, even if he's a veteran, like, I think the Clowney train is moved. The other ones, I'll listen to. I think the Clowney one's over.
Chris, are you currently landing airplanes right now or doing landscaping?
Yeah. Well, you know, you catch me on my Wednesday morning walk, and you think there's only two seasons in Cleveland, winter and construction. I've never gone a day living in Los Angeles in 20-plus years where I haven't heard a jackhammer, like it's drilling something inside of my mouth. So, sorry.
Well, good. We're glad we could share this special Los Angeles moment with you when it comes to jackhammers. What about Earl Thomas? I mean, should the Browns be looking at him? What do you think?
Well, I take a deep sigh on that one. I must want the jackhammer to keep drilling instead of having to answer this one.
Exactly.
I would say this. From the minute the newest regime took over, their point has been, we are bringing a certain kind of player in the building. That would not describe Earl Thomas right now. Can I leave it at that?
I'm sorry. All I hear is the jackhammer. That's it. Oh, yeah, you can leave it at that.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If you go read the Earl Thomas stories at your favorite reading watering hole, it hasn't been good. It wasn't just this one incident. It has been a lot of stuff. And if you can't – if there are issues – listen, your first team – there's going to be an ugly divorce at some point, right? So you knew it's Seattle, just like with Richard Sherman, who has now gone on to play at an elite level again. But, and it's blasphemous to say this, if you're having trouble in Baltimore as a player, that makes everybody else in the league have their little doggy ears pop up. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, it does.
So even though there's a need, I'm just not so sure that that's the direction they want to go. And I can understand it, too, by the way.
So we were kicking around yesterday to change sports on you. Mike Clevenger's back tonight. That came out after our show, which is all well and good. And you want Clevenger on the hill for you if you're trying to get into the postseason and then make some noise. Unless you'd rather have a couple of hitters from the New York Yankees. And James Bowden threw that out. We threw the same deal out yesterday. Andahar and Clint Frazier for Clevenger, and I didn't think that Clevenger would be enough. And then Bowden said that between the end of our show and then the beginning of our show today. Would you do that if you were the Indians? And do you think the Yankees would? I don't think Clevenger would be enough to get that done.
I I know that the Yankees are a little hesitant, obviously, because of the injuries in their outfield. But, you know, they've got enough guys. They've got Judges coming back. They've got Hicks. They've got Gardner. They've got Tauchman. So
Stanton.
Yeah, I mean, they know they need an arm. They need one. Paxton, can't count on him. Tanaka, although he was really good in the playoffs for the most part last year, can be up and down. So who's after Gerrit Cole? I mean, Clevinger, for whatever issues he may have, has been very good, right?
Yes.
And he's still under control. I mean, next year he'll probably cost the team $7 million.
But you've taken care of two bats in the middle of your lineup, one of your outfield spots, and wherever else you want to put Andujar. Would you, Chris?
Well, I would, but I'll be honest with you. You're really only solving one spot. And Duhar is not an outfielder.
No.
And he's not going to replace Franmil Reyes as the DH. He might be your future first baseman, depending on what happens with Santana. That's the way you have to look at it. So it's, you get whatever you can get out of Frazier this year. He's one of your corner guys moving forward. And, yeah, I mean, I would be willing to do it. I think this is strictly a showcase game tonight.
You do.
And I would put it at least 50-50 that Clevinger gets traded.
Yankees the likely trade partner?
Well, it's a good one, but, you know, like the Braves need help. You know, they've lost almost their entire rotation, and they've got a ton of, you know, the Indians could go a different way and just go with young outfielders that are projectable. But we've seen how that's gone. Like, you know, we talked about this last week. Naquin I'm good with. You know, I guess you want to see the point come where he gets some shots against lefties, because the guys they put in there against lefties don't do it anyway. So, I don't know. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, Chris, let me ask you this, and this is where I'm kind of guarding myself. Knowing who the Indians have played against, and, you know, you've got a lot of good wins against teams that have kind of struggled this year. At what point can you weigh out the Indians pitching against Fool's Gold because of the competition? I ask myself that question constantly. When you see Bieber, you don't think that, but then you start wondering, with other guys, could this be Fool's Gold? That's my question for you.
Well, and what's that? What are you worried about with the pitching? I mean,
The teams that you're beating. I mean, you're beating up on some. I mean, some of the wins they have are not against some of the strongest teams in baseball.
See, Andy, I don't buy that argument this year. You could make that
argument. And that's why I'm asking you. That's why I'm asking.
But for every team in the league, because how many elite offenses are there in baseball? The White Sox, whom we've taken 4 or 6 from, I believe, right? Something like that. The Twins, whom we're 2 and 4 against, but if I had told you at the beginning of the year that through 6 games against the Twins we'd give up 13 runs, you would have thought we would add 4 wins instead of 2. Right?
Valid.
Right.
The Dodgers. Okay, I'll deal with the Dodgers if I'm fortunate enough to get to the World Series. The Yankees. Okay. Like, the Rays are a really good team. I wouldn't call their offense elite, but it's really good. And then the A's are a good team. And the Astros, yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know. It's just, you could make that argument for almost every team in the league.
I asked the question. I mean, it's not a horrible question to ask somebody. You're like, okay, are the teams they're beating with young pitching and guys that, you know, are kind of taking their, you know, the McKenzie start the other day was great, but then you're saying, okay, it's Detroit, and you're trying to figure out, okay, is it maybe because the Indians have Detroit's number? Detroit's not playing horrible baseball right now.
Yeah, but
and
it's Detroit that just kicked the crap out of the Cubs last night.
I know, and I get that, and I understand that. But I do think sometimes you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, is this real or is this Memorex, right?
Okay, but I mean,
that's all I'm asking.
I also told you at the beginning of the year, you play, what is it, 26 games against the Pirates, Tigers, and Royals, and you have to win probably 18 or 19 to feel good. And then the rest of the league, you kind of go 500 against in those other 34 games, and you're right in the thick of the playoff race. And that's where they're going to be. I mean, even if they don't make moves, they're making the playoffs. I'd be shocked if they didn't. And
this year, I'd be shocked if they didn't either.
It's real easy. It's a three-game series to start. Even if you have to play them on the road, it doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, it's a road trip. Even if you have to fly to Oakland, like, you're not having to deal with the crazy fans out there.
That's true.
I'll take my chances. I still hear the Tejada starting game one.
I still hear the Tejada chant in the back of my head. Dun 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 dun. Tejada. Thank you. Chris, I always appreciate your time, and I'm glad you could listen to me saying, I'm glad we catch up about the boys. It's been great.
Aw, you guys are sweet. So we're going to get this game in today, right? I think I checked the weather pattern. Should be out by 3.
I don't know, man. I was telling Jeff got mad at me. If you looked earlier this morning, that line of thunderstorms was all the way past Thunder Bay, and it looked like it was all coming straight at Cleveland. I'm down to weatherman, but that's what I saw. Hopefully they do get the game in. I agree with you.
Well, the one thing you have to keep in mind is they're not keeping teams around to sit around for a three-hour rain delay anymore.
That's my point, too.
They make the calls early.
Chris, as always, we watch you MLB, NFL, and on BattleBots, and we always appreciate your time. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Very good. Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. Look out for the jackhammers. Thanks. Chris Rose joining us live from Los Angeles.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.